Part 35. Trial. Number 1. A case is only authority for what it actually decides. Number 2. A judgment must be impartial. Number 3. All legal systems have a rule that a judicial determination of a case is final. Number 4. Before trial, the defendant may move to dismiss the case on the ground that the facts alleged do not constitute a crime. Number 5. Do not wait for the last judgment. It takes place every day. Number 6. He was acquitted of the crime. Number 7. He was committed for trial in the Central Criminal Court. Number 8. He was sentenced to 5 years, but should serve only 3 with remission. Number 9. He was sentenced to 2 periods of 2 years in prison. The sentences to run concurrently. Number 10. He was tried for murder and sentenced to life imprisonment. Number 11. Judgment was entered for the plaintiff. Number 12. Now the court is in session. Number 13. Order in the court. Number 14. She was awarded substantial damages. Number 15. The adjudicator has to decide impartially between the two parties. Number 16. The case is listed to be heard next week. Number 17. The clerk to the justices read out the indictment. Number 18. The case has been stood over to next week. Number 19. The court adjourned for a 10-minute break. Number 20. The hearing proceeded after the protesters were removed from the courtroom. Number 21. The hearings were held in camera. Number 22. The hearing was held up while counsel argued over procedural problems. Number 23. The offense carries a maximum sentence of 2 years imprisonment. Number 24. The power to hear cases is called jurisdiction. Number 25. The trial lasted 6 days. Number 26. The trial took place in the absence of the defendant. Number 27. The clerk of the court read out the charges. Number 28. The objective of the pretrial hearing is to shorten the actual trial time without infringing upon the rights of either party. Number 29. They all stood up when the judges entered the courtroom. Number 30. To give him a fair and impartial hearing is of great importance.